Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting a hostage standoff continues at a bakery in Dhaka, Bangladesh. The Amaq news agency, which is linked to Islamic State, claimed that more than 20 people were killed in an attack when 9 gunmen entered the Holy Artisan Bakery in the diplomatic zone of the capital city, Dhaka. Bangladeshi police report only 2 police officers have been killed. They say several foreigners are among those still trapped inside the restaurant. Ahmed Benazir, the head of the elite anti-crime force Rapid Action Battalion, said Friday night that his men were working to save the lives of the people trapped inside the cafe. He said, "I assure you that there is nothing to panic about. All of us are here, and let me say again, we want to establish contact with those who entered with arms. We want to contact them and listen to their issues. We want to resolve it peacefully. This is our first goal here." Several wounded police officers were hospitalized after security forces exchanged gunfire with the attackers inside the restaurant, who also hurled grenades. The White House says that President Obama has been briefed on the situation. The U.S. Defense Department says a coalition airstrike killed Islamic State's deputy minister of war and a military commander in Mosul, Iraq, last month. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said in a statement the strike near Mosul killed Basim Muhammad Ahmad Sultan al-Bajari, who was the deputy minister of war and oversaw the militant group's capture of Mosul in 2014. Cook said that Hatim Talib al-Hamduni, an ISIL commander in Mosul, was also killed in that strike. This is VOA News. The Obama administration says up to 116 civilians were killed in U.S. drone strikes during counterterrorism operations in Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Pakistan. As Mary Alice Salinas reports, the White House revealed details about the once-secret program on Friday and a plan officials say will make such operations more transparent.
Some 500 strikes were carried out in Pakistan, Somalia, Yemen, and Libya, according to the Director for National Intelligence. The report did not include strikes in active conflict zones like Syria and Iraq. Since Obama took office, the once-secret drone program has emerged as a powerful tool against terrorists. So Obama issued an executive order aimed at minimizing casualties and increasing transparency.
The president believes that our counterterrorism strategy is more effective and has more credibility when we're as transparent as possible.
But human rights groups put the civilian death toll much higher, and they say there are still far too many unanswered questions. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Speaking at a summit in Colorado on Friday, Lynch insisted that career agents and investigators with the Justice Department are acting independently. She also said it was perfectly reasonable for people to question her impromptu meeting earlier this week with former President Bill Clinton, the presidential candidate's husband.
And I certainly wouldn't do it again. because I think it has cast this shadow over what it should not, over what it will not touch. And that's why, as I said, I think it's important to talk about how this matter will be resolved and how the review and how the determinations and decisions will be made.
Many Republican lawmakers have said the meeting with Clinton may have compromised the email investigation. President Obama said Friday that an effective vaccine for the Zika virus could be developed in fairly short order if Congress acts quickly to approve the budget needed for the research and the vaccine itself.
So what I want the American people to understand is that I expect Congress to get this funding done before they leave for vacation.
The Obama administration has asked for $1.9 billion to fight Zika. The mosquito-borne virus has been linked to a birth defect called microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and neurological damage. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The voice of OA. One. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.
My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongues.
Justin Timberlake took this song all the way to number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Can't Stop the Feeling on VOA 1.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop. I got that sunshine in my pocket.
it. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it. So don't stop, stop, stop. Under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move. When you dance, 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 feel the good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, 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 come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance.
Down right quick. been messing around. I've been messing around. I've been messing around. I've been messing around.
Enrique, let's break it down right quick.
I'm ready.
It's new, fresh, it's new music, right here, VOA 1.
We don't talk anymore, we don't talk anymore, we don't talk anymore like we used to do. We don't love anymore, what was all of it for? Ooh, we don't talk anymore like we used to do.
I just heard you found the one you've been looking for.
McDonald with brand new music from Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez. It's called We Don't Talk Anymore. Sheila E. has released a new song to honor her late friend and lover, Prince. They met at a concert back in 1978, and they became very close right up until his death in April. Sheila wrote a piano ballad called Girl Meets Boy and put it on her website, SheilaE.com. You can also hear it right now on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits. Coming up, Bruno Mars and Imagine Dragons right here on VOA 1.
It's VOA 1.
I took the path that you would never want for me. I know I let you down tonight. So many sleepless nights where you were waiting up on me. Well, I'm just a slave unto the night. Now remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me. Remember when I broke you down to tears. I know I took the path that you would never want for me.
Sister.
My name's Ray McDonald, and I just love that song from Avicii and Dan Tyminski, Hey Brother. Thanks for keeping me company on the hits, VOA1.